Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and today I've been guided to talk about a subject that's very interesting, which is, what channel are we tuned into? Where is our real focus? As I think about this, I think about our mind, the universe, and that beautiful, multifaceted diamond of life. The diamond picks up all these beautiful rays and colors, and somehow when we see that diamond, there's something in that diamond that attracts us, right? Something beautiful that shines so bright, so very bright. The diamond, of course, is that diamond inside, that diamond in our soul, that diamond that shines like the light of the universe. And the thing is, as we understand all the different channels of spirituality that exist now, there's so many thousands of them, so many podcasts, so many blogs, and Insight Timer, I'm just seeing more and more and more. It's pretty amazing to see all these facets of the diamond. And what do we tune into, right? What do we feel pulled like a magnet to follow? What do we tune in when we recognize our truth and it resonates inside you? Do you ever find that where you're going, ah, yeah, that's it. I resonate with that. I love that, right? What does it take to get in that zone where you find that path that will feed your soul? Oh, in the soul's realm, there's many facets of the diamond as well. Many ways to follow what we're in tune with. In the zone of our awareness, we have unlimited possibilities that exist there. It has to be, because we're all existing in our consciousness in various states and frequencies of energy, right? Each a little different. But at the heart of the light and love, it's all one brilliant diamond. So what zone are you in? What do you choose to inspire you, to lead you, to let you expand your education, your awareness, your perception, the perspective that you receive from, right? Because when we meditate, we go inside and we become aware, right? We become aware of our breathing. We become aware of our body. We become aware of our thoughts passing like clouds through the sky. And yet in that awareness, there is the energy, the zone of energy that you resonate with in your interior, in your inside ears, your inner ears, your inner eyes, even your breath and your existence. And when you're very aware, you start to become sensitive to that, right? To that frequency, in tune with it. So when we're there, what causes that space to get inspired, to get input, to get what we need to expand our awareness, to expand our consciousness, to get a little higher into the focus of what's coming into us? There is a higher calling, and it may come from the stars, it may come from a teacher, it may come from a poet, it may come from a piece of music, it may come from a book. Whatever is that magnet that you have within yourself that is pulling in that energy you need. When you get to that place and you're open to receive what comes that you need to feed your soul, what channel are you tuned into? This thing is that once we're there in that zone, it's easy to get into the comfort zone. The comfort zone. I think of Pink Floyd. Comfortably numb. We can easily get in that place where it's like, okay, this feels good. Yeah, this is okay. I'll just stay here. And you can, that's fine, but sooner or later, something's gonna push your button or come knocking on your door. It can happen in so many different ways. But something's gonna go, hey. It could be a vision that you get. It could be a TV show. It could be a movie. It happens in so many ways, but something will help us see beyond our comfort zone circle and to have a vision of what could be a little beyond where we're comfortable. Now, there's free will. You know that. There's always free will. You can stay where you want to be. Or you could expand your channel, this infinite possibility channel, and see what else is there. You know, on this planet, we're spinning around, and it's not by mistake. There is this ever-spinning planet, spinning around the sun, spinning around the universe. We're getting different shades of dark and light through all the seasons. We just went through the first day of fall, where we're balanced. What a wonderful thing in Libra here to be balanced with the dark and the light and the entire planet, a balance happening. Now, could that mean that that dark and that light have been able to, for moments, merge? And that we can find that channel, that beautiful chalice, that a chalice that pours forth the extra light, the extra love, the energy we need to take a chance to let that light and love lift us to see the next beautiful facet of the diamond. You can feel this happening. You can feel, sometimes it comes like little tingles of energy. I've known people who receive that energy and break down in tears. I know people that write poems about it. I know people that stop and write a whole book about it. The idea is that somehow you open up to more. And as this happens, and it happens to everyone at different times and different places, all of us do not stay in exactly the same place. We are always changing. We know that. The world is changing. We are changing. The universe is changing. There are cosmic possibilities as we continue to evolve and grow. So the thing is, how do we adapt? I have to bring in an example that is kind of funny and doesn't seem very spiritual. But we have seen in travel, if you're flying, we have had to learn that you have to adapt and be flexible. You can plan very carefully a flight to somewhere, and that flight can be canceled. If you're planning a trip far away, there's probably a 50-50 chance that if you're having a couple of stops along the way, that there's going to be delays and cancellations. which is very frustrating, you know. You've done all this planning. Sometimes you have to wait hours in an airport with lots of people who are upset and angry. You may even lose the seat that you had planned, and sometimes they even put you on another plane, and you don't have points on that plane. You don't like that plane. Okay, you get the idea. So what does this do? I mean, you know, if you get there and you cannot do it, there you jolly well are. So the other option is to take where you're at, look at what you have to do, and make the changes the best you can do to get where you're going. And most all the time you will. It may not be the way you thought it was going to be, but you will get there. Now, can you take that same concept in life? Can you take that same idea? It's like, okay, I thought I was going to go here and get there this way. It used to work like that. But maybe now it's changed. And ever since COVID, so many things have changed. It's not, well, you've heard the term, the new normal. Now, this can be frustrating, or we can look at it with a higher or mystical perspective where we see what's going on. What's happening here? Something's going on, right? There's something happening. And what's happening is we're having to learn to adapt. We're having to learn to be more flexible. We're having to learn to try to be patient. You've heard the term, pack your patience when you travel. And we may not like that, but maybe there's something we can learn from that. And you know what? We're going to be put sometimes out of our comfort zone, right? And here's that word again, your comfort zone. But it doesn't mean it has to be bad. In fact, if you look at what happens in many stories that happen, there's many people that have actually found some very good things that have happened when they were taken out of their comfort zone. Now, there also may be some things that are considered to be bad when you're taken out of your comfort zone. Okay, I'll use an extreme example here. There was a woman who was not wearing what was considered to be the proper covering in Iran. She was young and she was beautiful, and they arrested her. The Moro police arrested her and put her in jail. She died in jail. They said it was a heart attack, but it's considered to possibly be that she was being beaten to death. Now, no one can say this is a good thing. But what happened with that very, what we consider to be bad thing, is the whole country stood up and said, no more, no more. We are not going to take this. There were, unfortunately, many deaths that occurred. But people had a chance to try to make a change, to try to say, we don't believe in this. You can't make us do what we don't believe in. Now, this is way outside the comfort zone of many people. And I hope you understand that. It's a painful thing sometimes to change a government. It's a painful thing to right what's wrong. But at the same time, how does that happen where we can make what's right possible and let the world see what's possible unless we change the channel, unless we go to a different frequency, unless we let the world see what's really happening on that channel? So there's things going on, a lot of things going on right now in the world that are not comfortable. And the more we can learn to understand and see it from the higher place and to learn the lessons there, the more we are going to be able to be part of that brilliant diamond, the multifaceted diamond that shines so bright as we allow it to be touched by the ultimate source of light and love. It may not be easy, and it may be a long path to get there, but we are guaranteed that things will change. And we can be one of the agents that bring more light and love to the world as it is changing. And that is happening. You're not here listening to this by mistake. We are all interconnected. There's some part of you that is hearing this, that understands. Some part of you that was somehow drawn to listen. And there's some part of you that was part of that beautiful diamond that was shining in the same frequency as the channel I'm on, that saw and feels the same energy, has the same vision, and believes that we can bring about change that is good, blessings for the world. And it happens when we open up our heart, we open up our mind, and we sit, we meditate, we pray, and we know that there's more going on that we cannot control. So we turn our own individual ego will over to the higher will that is holding all of this beautiful light that holds that one precious diamond. And as we become part of that, that beautiful light forms a rainbow. A rainbow of light that is in our aura, in our channel of energy. Part of a rainbow that can actually spread and circle the world. And that energy and frequency brings more light and love to the world. I know it may seem like it's difficult and hard, but this does happen. We are coming a long way. That's why there is this energy that's going on, bringing the world out of its comfort zone. Let's just take a moment to go inside. Let's take some very deep breaths, breathing in, holding your breath, and breathing out, releasing any tension, letting the energy go through all of your body. Breathing in and pausing and connecting to the one light of all. And letting that light come down through your head. Circling around the head energy with a beautiful clearing, cleansing light. Let it come down to the throat chakra. Go on down to the heart. Let the heart be alive with love. A beautiful, beautiful transforming love. What does the zone of love in the heart feel like? Can you feel the direct source of that light and love in your heart? Tune into that energy of your heart of hearts. Allow that rainbow light from the beautiful diamond to come and shine right there into the love within you. Breathe it in and let it expand throughout your entire body. And now allow that energy to let that pure, pure energy of that light and love to come to your third chakra. Breathe in and allow that lovely energy to spin through all of the organs there, the liver, the kidney, the stomach, the spleen, the pancreas, filled with light, a healing diamond light. Breathe it in and spin it around there, and then bring that energy down to the pelvis area. And let go of any hurt and pain and feelings that may be blocked there. Just sigh. Let go, let go, let go. breathing in, allowing that beautiful diamond light to come down to the root chakra, seeing the ruby red colors of the root chakra enlightened and empowered. Ah, feel that energy there. Got my birdie buddy out there, my dove, joining me. Oh, and let that energy now go 6 feet above you and maybe beyond, coming down through your whole spine and down your feet and down into the earth 6 feet below you, releasing anything you need to release. 6 feet in front of you, 6 feet behind you, 6 feet on either side of you. So you are now circled in that beautiful, radiant diamond light. And you are protected in this beautiful light, just like the diamond is. Now take a moment to tune into the channel that is a channel for the ultimate source of all light and love. Let that frequency, that energy, that light be attuned to your energy and your frequencies to give you the way to tune in to what's going on the cosmic frequencies. Feel that cosmic consciousness expanding, so that you're now in tune with what's going on in the universe. Breathe that energy in and allow it to attune you to the beautiful light of the stars. Imagine the pictures of the Webb, James Webb Telescope, coming to you and being a part of the energy that is your inner stellar landscape. You are a part of the stars. You are created from the atoms and the light of the universe. Breathe that in, believe it, and allow that energy to tune you in to the highest energy that you have. Let it infuse you with that spark of light that brings you what you need to be healed, to be whole, to be inspired, to fulfill your purpose, your energy, your reason for being here now. Breathe in and slowly come back to that consciousness there within your mind and absorb what you've received and be so grateful for what you've gotten. And say, thank you, God, and so it is. I thank you for being open to being here, to listening. I appreciate you, and I bow to you in gratitude. Much love.